Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Talk, All Ashes, the podcast that covers all things Ashes of Creation related. My name is Ferenczi, and I am once again joined by my brother, Subjective.
Hello again.
And if you're not familiar, we're just breaking down information, talking about things, theorizing about things related to Ashes of Creations, and just kind of hope to give you some information, maybe learn something that you didn't know about Ashes of Creation. I'm just going to throw it out here, get it out of the way. If you enjoy what we're doing, again, consider liking the video, subscribing to the channel for more videos in the future, and you can definitely join our Discord as well for future conversation. But we're kind of similar to last week. We're going to mix it up a little bit, kind of, you know, we want us to get to know us and like what we do beyond just Ashes of Creation, and so we're gonna kick it off kind of a new little segment here, just kind of what are you playing. So I don't know, what are you up to, Sub?
I was playing some Diablo 4. Now I'm kind of into Overwatch 2. I did just beat Turok 3.
Ooh.
For the remastered version, obviously not the N64 version. I never actually played it back on the N64. It was not as good as Turok 2, let's be real, but it was decent. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. What have you been up to?
Yeah, it's been a pretty busy week for me, but Overwatch 2 a little bit for me. I think that's really been about it. I've just been getting a little bit of Overwatch in here and there. I tried to play Warhammer Space Marine. It was on sale. I was really hoping to play it, but I guess I just couldn't get it to launch. It just kept crashing. I'm really excited for the upcoming game, so I was hoping to maybe get a little Warhammer fix. But yeah, nothing too crazy. It's been kind of a crazy week.
Yeah. So with Alpha 2 coming up, I'm just gonna extend this segment just a little bit. Do you have any single player games that between now and maybe when Alpha 2 launches that you may want to conquer? Ooh. Well, not conquer, beat between now and like Alpha 2, or you're not really thinking about that?
Once I kind of get into the summer and a lot of my free time opens up, I really try to get through some of those single player games that I've been putting off, basically. Big one for me, throughout the year, I made it about like halfway through Cyberpunk 2077. So I'm really hoping to finish that off. There's a game coming up that I'm really interested in called Capes, kind of like an XCOM turn-based superhero game. I'm really interested in that. I think it comes out tomorrow, actually. So I may, or maybe a couple days from now, I can't remember. But I'm really interested in that. Like seeing, I got a huge backlog of single player games I got to get through. So what about you?
I'm debating playing Fallout 4 again, but I don't know if I can. Ooh. I don't know if I'm going to. I mean, we'll see with Summer Games Fest coming up and a lot of announcements about to drop, and I'm more of an online game in person. But I'm thinking about Fallout 4 again.
Okay, yeah.
I did beat it back in the day, but I could, there's a couple more endings I could go through.
Yeah,
TV
show
DLC
came out too, so kind of motivated a lot of people to play it. But it's a great game. I mean, the side quests in that game were hopefully connecting this to Ashes in some way. Like the side quests were like amazing in that game compared to even like the main storyline. So hopefully we get like epic side quests like those in Ashes too.
True, I agree. Yeah. All right, that's just an update on what we're up to. So let's kick this off.
Yeah. So just what we're playing. Again, we play other things. I think Sub and I are both variety gamers by definition. We play a lot of different things. So we're going to dig a little bit into, again, a little bit of another new segment kind of that I mentioned last week, which is just kind of like some weekly updates in case maybe you're not tuning into like social media and kind of some of the things, or like the Discord or the Ashes of Creation Discord, where they've got a lot of stuff going on. So it is official, as we kind of suspected based on like a hint dropped by Steven during the last dev stream. We are on for May 31st, that's this upcoming Friday, for a dev stream on Node Wars. So we're going to finally kind of get to hear and see. And I predicted it was going to be a long one. I'm hoping that's the case because I really want to know everything about Node Wars, but that's officially on. So I'm pretty excited about that. I imagine you must be pretty happy to see that too.
Is it May 31st yet? That's all I have to say.
Yeah, for sure. We also got to see some other things, too, and some newer things that they've been posting. Like, they showed off the magma field spell for mages, which I thought looked amazing. Like, I don't know if you had a chance to see the little video clip that they did, but it's like a spell you kind of like sit underneath people, and it kind of like spews like lava out of the ground. It looked really cool, and I guess it kind of like slows them down or impedes them in some way. Like, that looked really interesting. So again, they've been doing these little bite-sized things on social media, and it's been kind of cool to see, you know, see more of that. To me, it just again shows that the game is, it's further along in development if we're getting to see more of it and more of it, like in these little bite-sized things that pop up. We also saw two, I won't go too heavily into it. There was like, they kind of gave some more information about like, you know, because obviously the last dev stream was about like wands. So they were kind of showing off another spec and like some different options. So again, if you are a mage, it's really, probably really good to go check out their Twitter feed and kind of see what's going on there, because they had some cool spells coming out, some more specs for like wands, a lot of different options for sure, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest here, I do love watching the dev streams, but I also want to be a little bit surprised when Alpha 2 drops, so I don't dig super deep into the little tidbits they post. Maybe I think I just don't do that because, you know, I'm excited to play it, and it's just like, I feel like the more I watch on it, like, the more I just want to play it now. And it's just, it's kind of like a, kind of like a weird thing. I always did the same thing with WoW expansions. I'd get in beta and I hardly played them because I just wanted to play it at launch. I didn't want to, like, you know everything, but I mean, everyone's different, so.
Nah, I definitely understand. Sometimes I'm that way too. Just depends on like the situation, the setting. But yeah, some good information out there if you're interested. Again, look into it a little bit more. We won't spoil everything for you. But we're going to go ahead and transition. We're going to talk about our topic for this podcast, which is mayors. I'm going to give a little bit of information, and then we're just going to start kind of chatting about it, like what we think and theorize and all that good stuff that we like to do. Mayors are a pretty massive part of the world in Ashes of Creations. Mayors are elected in different nodes, and there's several different types of ways that can get elected. I believe we talked about the specifics of this in kind of our node overview video that we did back when we first did the podcast. So if you're interested in kind of digging a little bit more into that, I'll just give you an example, though. Like an economic node, mayors are elected by a blind auction system. So kind of like how much money you got, putting it forward. Whereas kind of like mayors in a science or kind of academic node are elected by a ranked choice vote. So kind of like a traditional election, and like, you know, if you're in a military node, it's kind of by like PvP, like your honor that you earn. So a lot of different ways to kind of get elected, which is pretty cool that you can get elected. Mayors get most of their powers in the form of mandates, and they're pretty powerful. There's a lot that they can do, and we'll kind of dig into that as we go, but it can be used to do things, everything from starting to go to war with another node to, you know, economic trading between nodes. So there's a lot of depth to it. There's a lot of things that they can do, and we're going to just kind of dig in and start off by asking, like, I don't know, what do you think about this idea of these kind of player-controlled roles like mayors being in an MMO like Ashes of Creation?
I always love stuff like this, but again, like, I'm not going to get into the negatives right now. I want to get into the positives. Like, there's a lot of cool things about this that I like. I like the fact that, you know, a mayor can kind of like guide players. Maybe you're a more casual player and you don't want to get into the, you know, the politics or the meat and bones of the game all the time. I mean, you might get pulled into it now and then, like if the mayor declares war or something, but maybe just like sitting on your cozy little farm and farming, you know, and the mayor throws you some commissions and he's like, hey, you know, we need some of this or we need some of that, and you're a farmer and you're like, oh, hey, I could do that. Could be pretty cool if they have stuff like that. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff we don't know, so like I'm kind of mixing a little bit of theory crafting with what mayors can do, because they can trigger commissions. It's just we don't know the depth, full depth of the system yet. It's probably not fully functional. We have seen some bits of it, but it's just kind of a cool way of, like, you feel like you're a part of something. Yeah, mayors have a lot of power, but, you know, maybe you like your mayor. You know, maybe you want to help him out.
Hopefully.
Maybe he gives you a commission. Yeah, hopefully. Maybe he gives you a commission. Maybe you want to help him out. The mayor's kind of supposed to guide you and kind of develop in the node by, you know, triggering a lot of things. He's kind of like your, think of it as like if you're playing a real RTS game and from, you know, and it's like you're like controlling. He's your guide, basically. He's telling you like, okay, we need to develop the node. He gives you missions and stuff, and like then, you know, once you get big enough, he's like, well, now I need your tax money to defend and fund the node. And like, it's a pretty cool system. It's just all how it comes together. It's going to be the real big question of how far mayors can go. Can they go too far, or is it balanced? I mean, we can dive into that forever, but I mean, I do think it's a cool idea if especially if you have a really cool mayor and stuff like that. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, no, definitely. First of all, anytime anything's like player controlled, I'll mention a game that I've talked about before. World War II Online had a completely player run, kind of like military structure to it. So players were running pretty much everything, you know, so the higher ups and, you know, higher ranked were like making decisions. And like, to me, that's just awesome, right? Because that can lead to a lot of different things when, you know, you give player more impact and choice in the world. And mayors, I think, are going to be that, like in terms of like they are going to have a pretty massive impact. I didn't go into all the details of like everything they can do, but just to like give you like a better idea, things that they can do with mandates, which is kind of like their power, right? These mandates are kind of like how they're going to be able to utilize things and do things. Like, you can initiate buy orders for the node. And again, we're not going to dig into every, like, what's a buy order? I mean, I'll briefly give you, like, it allows you essentially to, you know, build up the node, right, by creating these buy orders. So getting resources and things in there. Again, you mentioned kind of like creating commissions to kind of, you know, aid in the development of the node, initiating service, building construction. So you can actually, you know, begin to build stuff like as a mayor and like really begin to put like your spin on a node, which I mean, that's just so cool to me, is like the fact that stuff is like player implemented, like, hey, like, you know, this mayor wants to like to have the direction of maybe we're gonna like focus on X, Y, and Z, and you know, this mayor wants to come in and change that, right? So like, these are all the things that we're gonna see and like that mayors can do. Like, they can hire mercenaries during sieges, like when a node is under attack. So it's really crazy. And the thing that's like interesting to me, because Steven actually mentioned it in the last dev stream, when he was answering a question, and he specifically said that mayors are gonna have mandates energy. So it's really interesting that, like, I imagine this is kind of like a limitation to make sure mayors are not like abusing their power and make sure mayors are kind of, you know, they have some, you know, limitations of the things that they can do based on the node size and stuff like that. And that sounds really cool to me. I love that idea that like there's some kind of like actual like energy bar, like of how much you can do. And I imagine like doing certain actions, certain mandates are going to cost a certain amount. So then you layer in like, well, damn, now I have to really like strategize and like think about like, how do I spend this energy effectively and make sure we're kind of, you know, doing the best that we can for our node. And like, to me, all that stuff is going to lead to some really cool things, like really specialized nodes, very unique nodes, hopefully, you know, depending on the decisions like these mayors make. But I'm all for that. I love anything that kind of adds extra decisions and kind of gives some, you know, specialization to like the world.
Yeah, hopefully there's enough decisions and policies that citizens, so mayors can kind of trigger node policies, but the citizens have to vote on it. So they do, like I said, they have power, but it's not absolute. They're kind of like the guide in hand for the node. You know what I'm saying? They're kind of like guiding the troops into developing the node. Maybe your node wants a blacksmith or something, and they, you know, he's like, you know, rallies everyone around it to contribute to build it and stuff like that. It's not crazy, but they have a significant amount of power, but also the players still have a pretty big say with node policies. And hopefully those node policies are, you know, varied enough where like you go from node to node and you can actually see them. Obviously taxes are like one thing. They set they can set the taxes, so like you may not, and like I say, the different types of nodes also have a big impact on your node type. Like I said, military nodes are probably gonna see a lot of mercenaries running around. I mean, it's just gonna be interesting running around the world and just seeing the nodes.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, it's just gonna just see how much players can actually, influence it, and like how different mayors operate, and like maybe you can actually physically see it in the world. I'm not sure, but
yeah,
that'd be pretty cool too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be, it might be like a dichotomy of like real life. You know, if you get a really crappy mayor, then like maybe your node is not going to develop as well. It's going to suffer if they can't organize you well, versus like, you know, nodes that are really, you know, have really good mayors, that things are really well run. And yeah, like you said, mayors, I mean, I think mayors have a lot of power. Their role is a lot of like initiation, right? So like, for just to kind of give people an example, like what that looks like, again, they can kind of mandate or initiate, like, hey, we're gonna build, say, I don't know, a tavern, for example, like in our node, like that's something we want to add. So they kind of initiate that, but really it's up to players, right, to kind of be able to execute that. So they kind of initiate the node, or they initiate like the building, but then like, you know, players have to go to like a foreman and turn in materials to make sure that gets, you know, constructed. So it's not just like the mayor purely like, all right, I'm gonna be playing, you know, my real-time strategy game and throwing down buildings, and players have like no say in it. And of course, one thing too that we didn't talk about necessarily, mayors get, you know, elected monthly as well. So like, if you know something's not going well, you can elect a new mayor each month, which I think is pretty cool too. Again, hopefully that'll be kind of a mechanic to limit any you know craziness that goes on through like the mayor system and mandates. But like, I just think that's really cool, you know, that we're hopefully going to see like, you know, mayors that are really involved and engaged. It's going to be interesting to see like, you know, mayors running for election. Are we going to like see, you know, re-election campaigns, you know? I mean, if you're like,
That would be awesome. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I was just about to say something about that. I'm like, you're going to be playing the game, and it's like, you're going to see people, you know, posting either in type chat, or maybe if the game has voice proximity chat, you know, vote for XYZ, he's going to lower your taxes. It's going to be funny.
Yeah, it's really cool. And like, the impact they can have is crazy. It's going to be wild. Like, I'm excited for that. Like, again, I think that just adds to like a level of immersion. I don't really like real life politics at all. I try to stay away from it, but like in game, like this sounds awesome. You know, maybe like backing somebody and like, can you like donate to their campaign fund? You know, this is obviously all us theorizing about things, but we, you know, and like they, like taxes, I think are going to be a really big thing that you mentioned too. Like they have control over. I was really deep diving. Like this is really one of those topics that is like black hole. Like you just keep clicking on articles like within the wiki that leads to like a stream that leads to a video. Like, so there's so many different things that like can happen as a result of mayors. And then, like one of them, like I was just hugely deep diving, is they can control the taxes on, parlor games that can be played in taverns. So, you know, parlor games are going to be a part of Ashes of Creation, which I had no idea about until I was getting into this topic. And I guess mayors can set the taxes on that. So maybe like if you're, I don't know what games are planned. I didn't see any mention of that specifically, but maybe if you're playing a game of darts and you're betting on it, or if you're playing a game of poker, like there's might be a tax influenced by the mayor. So it kind of just gives you like the detail and like the level of detail, like that mayors potentially can have like an impact on within the world and in nodes specifically.
True. And it also makes me wonder if they're going to have, like you said, like, can the mayor be like abusive? Can he like,
oh yeah,
I know they have some limitations, but can he just be like, kind of like a dickhead? And then like, you know, maybe he's like, maybe the people want a blacksmith, but he's like, screw you, I'm building a tavern type of deal. Like, I mean, like, is that going to happen? I mean, obviously, he'll probably get voted out later, but like, is someone going to go down that route? Or, I mean, I don't know. It'll be funny to watch all of this play. I think that, like I said, yeah, I'm not too keen into politics IRL, and I don't kind of like it spilling into my game, but when it's kind of goofy like this, you know, in a fantasy world, I don't mind that, because, you know, sometimes people do hilarious things. And I mean, if you ever just watch Grand Theft Auto RP, I mean,
oh, yeah.
I don't think we're on that level in this game, but, you know, people do goofy stuff, you know, I'm down for it.
Yeah.
You might have a mayor candidate banging on the street corner for gold or something. It'll be funny.
I just, yeah, the amount of stuff that can kind of like come from it is really significant. But, you know, it also leads to kind of something else we want to talk about. Obviously, we can talk more about this too, like the mayors and all that they can do. But are you concerned about some of like the issues related to like griefing and, you know, with mayors? Like, do you, I have some concerns, but I also think like with monthly elections, hopefully it can't get too bad. Steven even addressed in the past with mayors that, you know, if a mayor becomes inactive, right, there'll be some potentially mechanics to like deal with that. But there is kind of a concern when you have this much influence, this much power, is like, is it going to like, will we see some negative things? Like, will we see like a node go into, you know, disrepair?
Oh yeah. I understand what you're saying. I don't know how deep that negative system goes. Like, some theories I had is maybe a mayor declares war too much and you don't like that. Could be seen as a, he might need mandate power to declare war, so he might not be able to do that.
Right.
Obviously, I talked about maybe building a building. He could possibly trigger a, like, you building a building that maybe the node doesn't want. I mean, maybe they'll have a voting system on it. Maybe the mayor would be cool and just be like, maybe they'll have a built-in system that where you can be like, the mayor does, you know, trigger what buildings and stuff are going up, but maybe he's just a really cool mayor and he's like, well, we can build X, Y, and Z, and then, you know, just has like a referendum on it and like, which ones you want to build next or some cool things. Or maybe they could be player run. Like, it's, there's no in-game system, but maybe your node has a Discord set up and he sets up a poll. And the, everyone in the node will just vote on it or something. Just cool little things like that could happen. Like I said, I'm not trying to go too deep into it. Like, I mean, these are just some ideas which would be cool. And they may be in the game already. I just, I'm trying to read through the wiki because it's, you know, tons of stuff at the same time as I'm talking about mayor. So, I'm just, I don't know. Like I said, this is one of those things, like, you really got to see how it plays out because, you know, when you're in a big server and there's tons of players, it's just like everyone's going to be different. You know, I mean, if you were a mayor, you probably know what kind of mayor you would be. I know what kind of mayor I would be. And it's just, it's interesting. I'm more interested in, like, if a lot of these systems are in Alpha 2 at launch, how, you know, how the nodes get set up and how people come to leadership powers. Most of that's probably going to be driven through guilds initially because, you know, big guilds are going to have some influence there. So I feel like, yeah, I got to see this in action. Like, this is one of the more interesting aspects of the game. And maybe they'll talk a little bit about mayors during Node Wars, like, next week. Just a little bit. I mean, they might not go too crazy in it, but you never know. The mayors do have a pretty big role in Node Wars, so.
Yeah, for sure. And I think my biggest concern about, like, griefing in this, you know, Steven is very open. He's kind of, like, let things play out, which I understand. And especially in, like, Alpha, like, obviously all for that. Like, let things play out. And then based on that and based on feedback, you know, then you can really like start to implement, you know, so maybe some mechanics to prevent, you know, griefing. I think the thing that scares me the most with like potential for like griefing with like this mayor system is like, you know, maybe like big streamers, you know, and things like that. Like, what's going to stop, you know, like a really big MMO streamer from hopping in like a server and basically like taking over the most powerful node, right? You know, because I, and again, we don't know like what limitations are. Like, are there limitations to trading gold, or is it purely open? Like, can a bunch of people like just send a streamer gold and bam, now they're like, they are the the head of the mayor of an economic node, like a node six power economic node, right? And you know what stops them from raising taxes to max? Well, you'd say, well, maybe it's you know, elections. But like, what if, again, like people are just giving money and money to the streamer to, you know, cause all this grief because it's fun, you know? So stuff like that concerns me a little bit more, is kind of like the outside influence and, you know, how that could be abused potentially. Things like, you know, like the military nodes that's based on PvP honor, we don't know all the exact details there, but you know, we would assume a lot of that's going to be based on like your skill, like, you know, maybe within like an arena or maybe like PvP, whatever. So like that seems a little bit less worried for like griefing. But some of the other ones where, you know, whether it's like ranked choice voting for like the science node, the academic nodes, or for like the economic nodes where it's really based on how much money do you have, kind of like this blind auction election. That's something that does scare me a little bit. So I am curious to see, like, you know, how many of these systems are going to be in Alpha 2. So maybe we can kind of address these things early and what, you know, Intrepid Studios and Steven are going to be willing to do to maybe kind of curtail like some of these issues if they do pop up.
And they may not want to, like you were just talking about how, like, I mean, like streamers and stuff, like even with a ranked choice voting one, I mean, what's to stop a mayoral candidate from going up to someone and saying, here's 100 gold, vote for me.
Oh, nothing.
I mean, I don't think there's anything that stops that. So,
and I don't mind that, like things that kind of like, happen organically.
I'm just giving like food for thought and watch people start doing that when it actually comes out. So gotta give them the ideas, right? People would figure it out anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
But
stuff like that probably could happen. It's just like, I mean, I could think of other ways, like in the military notice, like whoever has the most points at the end of the week or whatever. What's to stop like people from just like letting that person kill them and getting points? Or I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's, you could go into this a lot. I mean, maybe that's how they want the system designed. Maybe it's not. I mean, that's what alphas are for. So hopefully the alphas are pretty restrained in terms of stuff like that. So we could test it and see, oh, well, this guy just, you know, let a bunch of people kill him to get max points. So he's now the mayor of the military node, right? And that'd be like, well, that's kind of cheesy. We're going to change that. And maybe they'll think of something new. Maybe they'll do like an arena combat. Like, I don't know. This way you can't really, I guess you could still do it technically if people choose not to fight back, but I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, I'm interested in all these ways of messing with the system. I guess that's probably the funnest way. Like I said, the early days of WoW were people goofing with some of the systems when the game came out. Like, so it'll be interesting to see how all this plays out.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I'm more of like, I don't mind like what you mentioned, like, hey, walking around giving people, like, kind of bribing them to vote for you. Like, that to me is more interesting. Like, I would find that if it kind of happens organically. You know, the thing that always just scares me is more like, you know, like a streamer that's got like 10,000 viewers, right? Like, that's a really a big weapon that's kind of beyond the scope of like what the game, I think, can plan for. And also kind of like, yeah, what you mentioned too, like the mechanic.
Can I just follow up on that real quick? I know you're talking about the streamers. You'd be surprised how many people, I'm going to give you something you probably didn't know too much about, but when WoW Season of Discovery came out, people revolted when the streamers decided to play on an RP PvP server. So Blizzard gave into them and gave them a second RP PvP server because they didn't want to be on the server with the streamers. Obviously, most of the streamers, like, you know, didn't stick around long, so. But you'd be surprised how many people will fight back against streamers. I mean, they may have a small army, some of the bigger ones, but people will, you know, step up to try and thwart them.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's not even like, I'm not like super worried about it, but it is like, you know, I can think of like, I won't mention names, but there's a streamer that's already said they're gonna try to, like, you know, blow people's like doors open with taxes, like they're gonna like raise like taxes to the max, like in an area, you know, mainly, well, just to mess around and like, so like stuff like that concerns me. Like, if there is no way, and like you said, maybe people will rise up and kind of go against them, but
they'll leave the node, right?
Yeah, and that's always an option, but it does scare me a little bit, you know, things like that. I played Ark Survival Evolved. There was a lot of like ways people like griefed and used mechanics to cause issues within the game, and, you know, mechanics that were kind of enabled by the game, and that's the thing that I have more concern about. And I'm really not even that concerned about it. I'm just kind of raising these issues like in the podcast just for the sake of raising them. But anything that's like mechanically exploitive like is more troublesome to me. Like if people were doing something, you know, abusing some in-game mechanic or exploits to kind of like get ahead, like being the mayor or getting elected mayor, like that stuff to me is more problematic than kind of like what you mentioned, which was kind of like more of like a fun thing, like walking around handing people 100 gold, hey, vote for me, you know, like stuff like that would be a lot more interesting, which is just part of the game, you know, more of like the social structure of the game. So
Yeah,
I'm just things to think about. But I'm really excited.
It is.
I'm definitely more in the. I'm super excited for Mayors and like all the stuff, the impact they can have. But there is always like in the back of my head, you know, I've played enough of these games. You've played enough of these games. I'm sure, like, you know, we know things can happen. So I'm just curious to see how they're going to address it, and I'm curious to see how many of these mechanics are actually going to be in Alpha 2 for testing too, so that we can kind of dig into it a little bit and test things out too.
I also think we think about this stuff a lot because, you know, we want, like, I don't think games put enough effort into thinking about ways people can, you know, goof with the game. Like, obviously an alpha, it's fine because it's an alpha, right? But we kind of theorize on ways people could kind of, like, grief or abuse their power. Like I said, some of them are fine, obviously, because it adds a little flavor to the game. But the reason why we theorize about it, or at least I do anyways, and Frenzy probably does also, is because, you know, getting out ahead of these issues just makes a better game when it launches. Like, you know, a lot of devs, I'm not saying the Ashes devs don't, but a lot of devs don't think about potential problems before launch. You know, they're too busy trying to get the game going out there, but it doesn't really hurt to just throw out weird ideas that could cause problems in the future, maybe. And maybe they realize, I mean, Ashes is a really open development process, so maybe they'll see it in real time and address it. And, you know, maybe when we're playing alpha, we'll try and actually try and do some of these goofy things that could, you know, mess with the game too much and be like, whoa, this is a big problem. I mean, that's the whole point of alphas, is really to, you know, break the game, you know, break the systems. Like, what can you get away with what they give you? So, you know, theorizing how people could break the game and stuff is like, we just go over this type of stuff because we want it to be, you know, we want some fun there. Like I said, the bribing thing for votes, but, you know, we don't want like some crazy thing where a streamer just walks up to a level 6 node, gets a million people in the citizenship and like just takes over the node and then jacks taxes up to 100%, like you said. So it's a good thing to think about ahead of time, even though you may not want to. You're more excited about playing the game than all the issues that can crop up.
Yeah, just things to think about. Like I said, I think we're generally pretty positive too. And it's just, you know, anything that's like player oriented, player controlled is always open to like this type of abuse, unfortunately. And it's just something that we kind of keep in mind, you know, because I think we've both played enough games, we both experienced enough games where like when you run into these problems, like whether it's like griefing, you know, like griefing the mayor system, like, you know, especially a role that has a lot of power like this, like it can really like cause, you know, a lot of people to, you know, lose interest in the game, right? Like I could imagine a situation like, what if somebody griefs and gets into a mayor role and it's like a really big node and like you're really established there, and like, you know, maybe you can move to another node, but like, can you move your freehold? Like, can you move like all the stuff you built up there? You know, obviously maybe you've grown attached to this node too. Like, so it's just something that kind of like, I don't know, just have in the back of your head, and just be thinking about. And like I said, I think Alpha 2, like you mentioned, will be a good experience for people to kind of like test things out. Like, I'm all for people, like, you know, I mean, if you find exploits, find them, like, especially in Alpha 2, like, and report them, because that's the stuff you want to, like, we want to figure out now and give feedback too, like, on these types of issues as well. And so I think that's all important.
Yeah, like, that's the point of Alpha, is like, you know, it's like I said, they want you to break the game. They don't, you're not going to get banned for it. They're actually like, you know, play the game, break it, because, you know, when the game launches, they don't want it, those broken things in the game, because then that really messes up the whole game for everybody. So they want you to break it, you know. That's why they have like stress tests for servers that, like, you know, they'll just be like, slam log into our servers. We know it's not ideal for someone to just spam it, but just do it anyways to test, you know, the server loads or the login server or whatever. So like I said, the point of alphas is to, you know, break it while they're developing it and give them the feedback they need.
Definitely, yeah, for sure. Another thing we're going to dig into a little bit is kind of the role of mayors. It's really interesting. Like, it sounds appealing to me in some ways, and maybe we could talk about, you know, like, what type of mayor would you be? but I do wonder if, like, the mayor system is, like, you know, I think it's good to talk about because it sounds like it's going to have a major impact on a lot of people, like, based on the decisions that the mayor is making, but you know, and there's going to be a lot of nodes, but like it is interesting to see, like, will, you know, most players actually ever get to be a mayor, right? Because I think, like, you know, we talked about, like, you know, ranked choice voting. Sure, like, maybe if you're popular and, like, even if you don't play the game a ton, like, you could be, you know, elected a mayor of that node versus maybe something like a divine node, where it's based kind of like on PvE favor, which I imagine is probably through, like, raiding and other methods, or PV, or like the military node, like PvP honor. Maybe it's just like PvPing a lot and, like, getting kills or whatever. They end up being is, like, it sounds like those are more geared towards, you know, players that are going to put a ton of time in the game. So it's going to be interesting to see if mayors will be, like, only for, like, the top players, like the people that really are able to commit, you know, maybe 8 hours a day, you know, which I think most people probably can't, you know, commit that much time. Or is, you know, and is this an issue at all? Like, it may not be a bad thing that these players, you know, that play a lot are just becoming the mayors, because obviously they have a lot of stuff they need to do. So maybe that's going to be more beneficial. It's just something I'm kind of interested in, is how will there be any kind of balancing to that? Like, where players, you know, can become like a mayor for node without necessarily having to be like a, you know, super sweaty, like 8+ hour a day player, like stuff like that. Or will everybody kind of have a chance at it?
I feel like this is the hardest question of all, because, like I said, people have wild takes on systems like this, right? Like I said, I always go back to my WoW days. Is like I played WoW enough where I could probably do Mythic raids, which is the hardest raids, right? But the amount of effort to do it, and I just didn't do it anyways, right? So it's like, I honestly hope that we see people who are not, like, playing a lot get up to the role of mayors, because that would be awesome for the game. But obviously a lot of people who, you know, obviously commit way more time to the game will get to the mayor position. Like I said, I'm kind of, like, iffy on this subject. Like, I don't like I said, I feel like Ashes is going the more traditional MMO route. So, like I said, most games these days are designed around, like, whoever, you know, plays the most gets the most. Or, you know, it's like, if you play Overwatch 2 a lot, you'll get better at the game, and you'll be, you know, maybe a higher rank in rank than someone else. I mean, it's just how things go these days. Like, same with, like, you play Tarkov. The more you play Tarkov, the more you benefit. So it's like, it's really, we just have to, I guess we have to see how it plays out. Maybe in the academic node, the rank choice system may, like I said, maybe you could bribe people, but maybe it won't work. Maybe I'm in an academic node, someone's like, hey, 100 gold to vote for me, and I don't vote for them. So, you know. So you never know. I mean, I like I said, I want to really see how this plays out in game. Like, I know you, like, this could be a problem, like, where just people who play the most might only become mayors and stuff like that. But I feel like that's almost the nature of MMOs. Like, as long as I feel like, even if I'm not a mayor, as long as I feel like I'm contributing somehow and my mayor's okay, and I can at least vote on the mayor, and, like I said, maybe vote on policies and stuff like that, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too. And it's, like you said, I definitely understand where you're coming from too. Like, pretty much in every game, like, for the most part, like, the more time that you're able to sink into it, the better, I don't want to say maybe experience, or the better you're going to get at it, is generally true, right? Whether it's like a skill, more like a skill-based game, like a true skill-based game, like, you know, Overwatch, where you're just dumping in hours and hours and hours. But to that effect too, like a game like that, like, there's a lot of players I've met down in, like, lower ranks who put a ton of time in and are just not that good too. So it's more just like, does the game reward, you know, skill and, like, the progress to that, like, and I think maybe that could be the case for, like, a military, you know, like PvP, maybe, like, if you're super skilled but you don't have as much time to devote, maybe you could still become, you know, mayor of that node, which I think would be really cool too. So I think there's a balancing act, and it's a really tough one, because, you know, you mentioned Tarkov, like, I have a ton of hours in that game, but it's over the course of, like, many, 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 many years, right, that I've kind of built up that, like, knowledge and information and skill that kind of goes with it too. So, you know, will that be kind of an option as well? Like, maybe if I don't have enough time to devote, you know, 8 hours a day, but maybe also like over time, like I can kind of build up, let's say enough gold to maybe one day, you know, become the economic node mayor by like the auction system. So, you know, things like that are, you know, interesting to think about. And we don't have to dig into it too much because it is kind of, it's heavy, heavy theory and just kind of like, just kind of like speculation about how things are going to roll. We really just don't know. Like one of the biggest questions I have for this is like how much, and I've done no research on this, so this may be already answered somewhere. So I apologize, but like how open is trading going to be in terms of like gold, for example, right? If I can give people like unlimited gold, then there's like a good chance that like, you know, if we trade all our gold to one person in the guild, that like maybe they could become like the economic mayor node without really having to like farm it all themselves. So like things like that are going to be kind of interesting to see how they play out too.
I mean, it's going to happen regardless. Like I said, unless they specifically try to stop it, but
yeah,
like I said, it's always a, like I said, Ashes is going for more of a traditional MMO, which does reward playtime. Like I said, there's no pleasing everybody.
No. Right?
Like, my guess is the average World of Warcraft player, which is a theme park MMO. Like I said, I'm a big WoW player. Most of those people probably... I mean, some of those people might like Ashes, but most of those people are more, you know, they just like going into a dungeon and beating on mobs and getting loot and then logging off, right? Whereas Ashes, it's like... it's just way more than that. It's like you log on, maybe you do some crafting. I mean, like there's a lot of this in WoW also, but it's more simplified. Whereas Ashes is like way, like you gotta do way more engaging in the game. It's like you can't just queue up for a dungeon, clear the dungeon, get your loot, you know, or go out in the world and just farm a couple mats and then craft your new piece of gear and then log off for the day. Like, Ashes is a game where it seems like you have to commit a significant amount of time to, which I'm not against, but I think the cooler thing will be to see how players who don't have a lot of time try to weave their way into the system, like, with the academic node and stuff. They may not be able to compete, maybe, like, in divine nodes or economic nodes or military nodes for mayor, but, like, in academic nodes, they might be able to. Maybe they just hold, like, rallies. Maybe they post in the Discord, I'm holding a rally at X place, you know, at a tavern or something. I mean, to me, that's all cool stuff. I just want to see that. I want to see how the players, like I said, we could talk about this forever, but I just want to see if, like, maybe someone who, like, works nine to five, gets on, plays 4 hours a night, and then, you know, gets off, right? I want to see if someone can rise up that ladder just by saying the right things, right? Maybe they say the right things. Maybe they'll make taxes X, you know, not super high. Maybe they'll hold rallies in just in-game rallies to, you know, say what they're going to do for their node, you know, and people will show up. You know, maybe, I don't know. It's just, I'm interested to see how all that goes. You know? Yeah.
No, definitely. Good.
Oh, yeah. I just want to see how the players do with it, because if you know any game that has like a role playing system in, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto RP, a lot of that's controlled by the players. They have tools, but, you know, they control the story and stuff. It's like there's a lot of creative people out there, and I really want to, like I said, we just touched on a small amount of things of what people could do. Like, you could probably bribe them, like stuff like that. But, you know, I'm really interested in see what people do. Like, you know, will they hold these? You know, maybe they'll get really into the RP. You know, like, if there's, like, proximity-based voice chat and you're at a rally and he's just, like, you know, he's going at it and you can hear people cheering in the background. I mean, that would be just, that'd be cool. I just want to see it once.
No, yeah.
You know, it's just those type of things. You know, like I said, they may be, like, a casual player, but they just know what to say, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's the hope. It was, like, that sense of immersion, right? The hope that, like, it isn't just all about, like, your playtime. Like, again, maybe you're just charismatic and, like, people like you and, like, they follow you and, like, they look to you for leadership. So maybe, like, you could be really popular and get voted to in a, like, academic science node, right? So, Like, that's stuff that I think really does add to, like, the sense of immersion that really does make me excited for, like, the mayor system, because I think it can lead to, again, it's going to lead to maybe, like, some specialization, whether that's, like, node specializing based on, like, what the mayors and, like, the people want to construct, or whether it's, like, kind of like these elections that are happening, like, in the background. I think it's going to be really, really kind of fun to kind of to dig into and see. So here's a little question for you, too. Something we briefly mention. So if you were gonna be a mayor, what mayor or what node type would you want to be a mayor of, and like maybe like what kind of mayor would you be, what would you be like focusing on within a node?
Before I answer that, I just want to say, like, also, like I said, I do want to answer that. I just want to say, like, a lot of modern MMOs have had the soul sucked out of them, and they don't really have that MMO feel anymore. And I feel like all this stuff we talked about, mayors, right? Like, a lot of this, like, holding, like, rallies to vote for mayors, that kind of, like, puts more MMO into it, more community into it for me. So, like, just wanted to throw that in there before I answer your question. Like, I feel like Ashes is trying to put the you know, massively multiplayer part back in MMOs, which a lot of modern MMOs kind of lost. But, I don't know, like, if I were going to be a mayor in a what node, you said, right?
Yeah, what type? Maybe, I don't know, like, if you'd want to do, like, certain things, like, within that node, like, whether it's, like, certain buildings, constructions, or just things that you could do. Would you just be going to war all the time, you know?
No, I mean, the node that interests me the most is military nodes, obviously, and that doesn't have, like, really a democratic process in it. Obviously, but I don't know, like, this is, like, I really don't know. It's, like, I feel like I would like the academic node the most, because you can actually, you know, go out there and, you know, mingle with the players and get a vote, whereas, like, some of these other ways are just, like, grindy, right?
Potentially.
I mean, the military node sounds interesting. I mean, they all sound interesting, but I feel like I would just want to get out there and, like, engage with all the players of the node as best as I could. Like, you know, maybe have a, like I said, maybe have a Discord. If I were mayor of, like, an academic node, I'd have, like, a Discord, like if I could choose policies, if, like, they couldn't vote on them, like, I could still choose it. Or if we chose to go to war, I would just, you know, hold a Discord poll or something. Or, like, that's the kind of mayor I guess I would be. I feel like I really want to hear what everyone has to say. But that's just how I am. I mean, I don't know. What about you?
Yeah, no. I think one thing I do like about the node system and, like, the mayor system and kind of how they're linked together is it does seem, at least, like, hopefully, like, the way that you get elected is kind of linked to, like, the type of node. So, like, if you're really into PvP, like, you're just out there PvPing, like, in a military node, that, like, maybe that puts you up for contention for being, you know, the mayor of that node. If you're really into, like, more PvE, like, doing, you know, dungeons and raids, like, and you're in a divine node, like, that kind of puts you in contention too. So I do like that a lot. I think that's a really cool system, like, that hopefully, like, the way that you're getting elected is kind of, like, tied into hopefully the things you're doing anyways, the things that you enjoy doing. You know, PvP is my favorite thing to do. I don't know, like, if, kind of like you said, if I'd want to, like, sweat it out, like, on the leaderboards, like, you know, if that's what it comes down to, like, some kind of, like, honor leaderboard or, like, something like that, just, like, how much honor you got to gain. I don't know. So I think, like, an economic node would be really interesting, because I'm also super interested in, like, the crafting side of things. So, like, kind of, like, getting involved in that, like, and I think it would just be, like, super cool, like, to push more kind of things, like you mentioned, like, more towards the social side. So, like, becoming the mayor of an economic node and then, like, really trying to focus on, like, constructing, like, you know, like, taverns and, like, stuff like that, where, you know, things that are more, like, a little bit more, like, social, that, like, people might come to, like, the taverns to play these parlor games and stuff like that, which would be really cool. And, like, people are socializing and kind of engaging. And I think that would be really fun. And for the record, I would never run or want to be mayor of anything. I'm just not that type of person. I'd rather follow somebody than lead somebody. But if I had to, I think that's kind of the way I would lean, for sure.
Yeah, and then there's also a thing is like maybe someone, buys their way into a mayor position on the economic note, and maybe he just like does a lot of the choices as a community anyways, right? I mean, there's always that possibility. Like I said, he could buy his way to mayor, right, from the bidding process, and then be like, I'm gonna just do a lot of polls in Discord to see what kind of stuff you guys want to do. You guys want to do war? I'm not gonna make that. I mean, like I said, there's all types of possibilities. I mean, yeah, it seems like if you're gonna be a mayor in Ashes of Creation, it's a lot of work because you got a lot of people who are counting on you to not only build your node but also defend your node, make money, upkeep the node, all these things. And again, it's for the people who want to really do it, as fun as it sounds. But
Yeah,
like I
you
said,
probably
I'm
could
not.
mostly ignore it too if you wanted to. If it's, this is not your thing, you're not interested in any way, you probably could just go about your business and never think about it again, right? If for like the mayor's.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Man, of course we
I
don't
don't.
know, but
Yeah. I don't want to speculate on some. I mean, you probably could, but the thing is if you have an active server, ignoring your mayor role probably isn't gonna play out too well for
well,
you.
not ignoring your mayor role, but like if you're just a player, you're not a mayor, right? Like, and you're just.
Oh yeah. I don't know how much, like I said, I don't know if the mayor I think the tax money probably gets deducted automatically, so it's like, and they could foreclose on your house. So it's like if you're inactive, I mean, you're just gonna lose your stuff anyways. But
Yeah.
I mean, it really depends. Like, are the mayors gonna be like how? Like I said, I just want to see how this plays out because, like I said, I have not played. I didn't play Alpha 1. Alpha 2 is obviously gonna be much further along in development. Nodes sound awesome. I love the whole system in general. There's so much to it. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's one of the, like I said, I want to get my hands on it. Like when Alpha 2 comes out, I want to make videos on it. I want to, stream. Like I want to see other people streaming it, like not just myself. Like I just want to see all the possible things, And like I said, it's just like, my hype is slowly rising, but I have tempered expectations. Obviously, it's an alpha, but I just, like I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah, for sure. I'm the same way. I'm getting hyped. You know me, I get super hyped. I of course Alpha 2, so I'm expecting things to break and things like that, but I'm still really excited, especially about this mayor system, because it's kind of like controlled chaos. And I think we both said in the past we kind of like a little bit of controlled chaos, like in our MMOs for sure.
Sure, I like it.
Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to add in, or should we close things out?
Let's just talk a little bit more about next week, our hopes and dreams, just a little bit. And I know we did it last week too, but let's just a little bit about the dev update next week, and I guess we can call it a cast, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that was definitely it's probably gonna be regardless of whether it's long or like lengthy, like it's big in terms of like Node Wars, which is the again the next dev stream coming next Friday. It's a big deal, right? It's a really big deal because of the potential impact it's gonna have on all players, right? If your node goes to war, then like that in some way, shape, or form, it's probably going to impact you. Whether it's like your node gets sieged and like things get taken over and destroyed and you lose things or whatever, right? There's gonna be a lot of potential for these node wars to have like an impact on you. And I'm super excited for it. I hope it is a big long one, because I do think there's a lot of information and a lot of stuff that I'd love to know about this, but I'm super excited for it. I'm predicting a long dev stream here, but ultimately I'm just really excited to kind of see like what kind of gameplay and like things that they kind of throw at us from something like Node Wars, which is kind of like this bigger, I think higher overarching kind of like meta and gameplay loop of for a lot of people, I would imagine, like once kind of the game gets underway.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most critical gameplay loops in Ashes, so it's gonna be a big stream, and like I said, I'm counting the minutes,
Oh yeah.
counting the minutes, and I hope it is a good long one. my guess is probably going to be their last long one because they are gearing up for Alpha 2 here. And hopefully we get, hopefully they do, my hope is they confirm like what will be in Alpha 2 in terms of Node Wars, at least from initially, and then maybe they'll throw some, maybe they might start throwing up like, this will be in, but X, Y, and Z is coming in like in the future, Alpha 2 and stuff like that. I'm just hoping we get more concrete information on what's in Alpha 2 and maybe some newer things, like maybe things they haven't talked about yet. And yeah, I mean, maybe they'll have a big battle, you know, maybe a couple hundred players, because they do have the Phoenix Initiative, which helps them do some of these videos that they have log in and do these videos with to show off some of the things. And maybe they'll have a big old battle that we can see. And yeah, I'm hoping let's just give it to me now. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready. It's going to be a long week waiting for it. And I hope we do get like even just a little teaser like, hey, the character creator is you might see that drop pretty soon, because again, I think that indicates like we hopefully will be getting Alpha 2 right around the corner. But yeah, I'm super excited. I cannot wait.
Oh yeah, I really, like I said, it's going into a topic I'm really like by far the most interested in is the wars. I mean like I said, I don't know how much we'll see, but like I said, you know, maybe we'll see some destruction. I mean, who knows? Like, I mean, maybe that's those systems are on the game. I just want more info. That's all I want. Like, yeah, like if we, what we see is just all a bonus. Like I said, every dev stream they've been showing off has been progressively getting better. So they seem to know what they're doing, and I hope they do throw some surprises at us.
Yeah, definitely. And like we've seen like a lot, and I think this is a big one too. So the fact that we're seeing so much again does give me a lot of hope that we are going to see Alpha 2 right around the corner. Hopefully July would be amazing, please. But
yeah, they're getting very close. Like I said, Q3 starts on July 1st, so like technically it could technically launch a month from this dev stream. Will it? I don't know. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. We are getting very close to Alpha 3 here. Obviously, they could still the Alpha 2. Sorry, Alpha 2.
Yeah, no Alpha 3.
And, I said 3 because I'm thinking of quarter 3. Sorry. yeah, they're getting very close to Alpha 2 here. Obviously, they could still delay it, depending on any issues. They may have some. They may invite some people who are in Alpha 2 to do some more tests, more NDA testing before they actually launch Alpha 2. So we'll see.
Yep. I'm hyped. I'm excited. I can't wait. Truly, I just can't wait. This week needs to hurry up and finish. I'm sure we're gonna have some coverage of that. At the very least, you'll definitely get a podcast about it. I don't know if schedules will accommodate, but if we can get it out sooner, that would be wonderful. I actually have Friday off from work, so maybe I'll get lucky and maybe we can pump something out there, talk about it a little bit in some way, shape, or form. So keep an eye on that. We do really appreciate you joining us. It's been a lot of fun. If you're on YouTube, like, subscribe, comment, all those things. We do reply to every comment that we get. We try to reply to the best of our ability. And you subscribing and liking does make a big difference too. Lets us know you're interested in what we're talking about. Of course, join our Discord. We're really trying to get more people into the Discord. So again, we can talk about things, chat out things, and just not just Ashes too, game related things. We're gamers, lifelong gamers. So we'd love to see you there. And if you're listening via podcast service, again, a review goes a long way as well. If you're interested in doing something like that, even if it's short and sweet, kind of lets us know what's up and what you're thinking about. So yeah, we really appreciate it. We're really looking forward to seeing the next dev stream, and yeah, we will see you then. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you in the Node War.